I'm so blessed to be in the midst of the corporate body. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, thank God for the song service, because that just ignites me to worship God. You know, I don't know about you. Some people like to just sit down on God, but inside of me is like bubbling and bubbling and bubbling. You know, it's just like so much is going on because we have the very nature and life of God in us. And it's a sweet spirit in this place. And I thank you for having us in your presence. Thank you, Pastor Shala. You know, you're just out of this world. It's like... What I want to say is, like, thank God for my awesome wife, Barbara, if she can stand. And she has been the one that has been putting my diapers on and everything, and it's, and keeping me sober. But I would like to say thank you so much for your prayers for the body in Brooklyn, New York. It's been 3 years since our pastor, Moses, have gone home to be with the Lord. And when he left, it's like, I did not know what to do, but I thank God for the body in prayer and for how that he has sustained us and kept our eyes focused on the one who upholds us with his right hand and keeps us strong in the Lord. In the power of his might. And the church in Brooklyn is doing great. God is adding to the church. And he's telling us now, no more just come and receive, but now go out and give to these millions of people in right around the corner from you. And thank God that he's enabling us with people in the body that loves the word and loves Jesus Christ. And I just have a few thoughts, but Pastor Shallow, you remind me of Star Trek. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Christians who go into places unknown because of the Word of God and because of the Holy Spirit. We're able to speak things that are outside of this world to others. And I'm so blessed to be in a body that loves the word and loves the spirit so that we can be able to manifest his life in us. Sometimes we come up, I know I do, I come up here with a lot of things to say. But after the Holy Spirit is in this place, it's like he says, just speak your heart and bless the body. And I want to bless you with this thought. I was sharing in the body about prayer this Sunday. And every Sunday we listen to some doctrinal class taught by our former pastor Moses. And he taught us line upon line, precept upon precept. And he gave us everything that we need to face life. It's like he's given us everything we need. And that's why I thank God for this pulpit. That's why I thank God for the men of God that we can submit and come under so that we can learn how to think in all kinds of categories through the Holy Spirit. So I was telling the people about prayer. Isn't prayer important? Because you know what? God needs us. Because God will not do anything. He can do anything that he wants. He can destroy the works of the devil at any moment, but he needs our cooperation. And he needs us to cooperate with him according to what he has said in his word. So this is why we're here tonight, to hear God's word and hear him speak to us so that we can receive from him his word and then His will and then utter back to Him what He has said. And now He's able to release His purpose and His plan to the earth through the church. And we are here for that purpose, that we might receive His word. Oh, thank God for His word. That song that TJ sang in the group, oh God, He is worthy to be worshiped. He is worthy to be praised. Because of His will and His mind, we have the privilege of being instruments. As we submit, as through humility and meekness, and like Pastor Shala said in Budapest, His arms is wide open all the day long to give us His mind and give us His word so that we can utter back to Him the things that He says so that He can heal, He can deliver, He can set free those that are in bondage because of the preciseness of His word. So thank God for men. Sometimes you don't know what you're missing or what you have until somebody comes in and say, wow, this is a blessing to be in a living place where God is present. Do you hear what I'm saying? You know, like, here in Baltimore, it seems like it's quiet. But in Brooklyn, I meet slashers. I know you meet them too, but I love to meet them because the power that we have in us through the Word of God and through the Spirit and through God's mind, we have such a great privilege and blessing to gather together to worship Him and to hear His will so that we can pray back to Him so that He can do His work in us, in His body. We are His body. We belong to Him. He's given us everything we need. Do you need something tonight? Listen, receive, and worship Him. Because we know that worship is concentration on His word so that we can take His mind through the power of the Spirit and be a manifestation of who He is, invisible here on earth, but through the church he's visible, because your face and your expression shows that our God is a mighty God. And I'm so thankful that God orchestrated my steps to come this way tonight. You know, I'm just to close with this here. I was in Africa with Pastor Shibeli, and oh, what a time. And I was able to tell the people in Africa, they loved Pastor Stevens. They love all the men of God. And they loved my pastor every time we would travel with him. And he would teach them what he received from this home base. And he would assimilate it and circulate it and teach. And he wouldn't bite his tongue. I don't know if I could say that here. But he would not sugarcoat it. He wouldn't say, it's okay. No, he would tell it where that if my face could turn red, it would. But he would tell things and bring it out in the open. But I was out there in Africa, and just to tell the people, because of prayer, the church in Brooklyn is still going on. Because of the word, the church is still going on. But we had to travel over 6,000 miles to tell them, because of your prayer, we are here. And I say this here. I was thinking all the time long that I had to come to Baltimore before the convention. And Pastor Moses used to say this about Dr. Stephen. He said, once in a while, I got to go to home base so I can get my head popped. And I would look at him and I'd say, wow, you're a mighty man of God. But God has people to help us grow. And he would always say that. And I was thinking about that all since the last convention. I got to get down sometime to Baltimore. And I'm going to bring some of the men of God and the pastors down here. But I said, I'm going to come down here to get my head popped. And I made the decision to come because the Spirit of God told me to go down there now. It's time. And as I was driving on the road, I listened and here's a phone call come from Pastor Schaller saying, I was thinking about you. I just wanted to let you know that. And I said, God, this is your will. This is your purpose. And what I received tonight, I know it's God's purpose that I'm here. And I love this body. And we're the Bible Speaks in Brooklyn because of this ministry. The finished work is going on. And we're reaching all the world in Brooklyn, New York. So keep us in prayer. Pray for us. And like I always say, Macedonia, New York is calling for you to come and join us and help us to win the Lord. So we love you. And I just want to say this here. Dr. Wright and the Angie God love you. Because if it wasn't for your investment of hearing the word through Dr. Stevens and the body here, you came all the way to Manhattan to teach and invest in a man that loves his church. And because of that, we are still here. And I just want to, God told me to just say, I love you. And you are a very important part of the ministry there. And we love you. So again, let me just say this. Let's get excited for the word.
We're going to remember some of the one-liners. Huh? It was awesome. What a heart. Beautiful. All right, the folks that were in Turkey, would you like to just come on up on the platform? This is a season of prayer for the work here and worldwide. We heard from Brooklyn and the invitation for us to be up there as well. Before these folks went to Yurikon in Budapest, they flew to Istanbul, and then they went to Izmir. And Izmir is a city on the coast of Turkey in the west side. And I just like them to just say to us very simply, we'll just take a few minutes doing this, and that is simply, God is working in Turkey. We're praying for Turkey. We're asking God to send laborers into the fields. And we just thank you, guys. Thank you so much for Roger and Lizzie have lived there for a couple of years and have been back here in the States and are wanting to go back. And this was a good team. Did you have a good time? Okay. Just go ahead. God will lead you.
Start first. You guys, give us something. I want to hear them. I want to hear them speak.
I had no desire to go to Izmir at all. I didn't even know it was something that was happening. And then one night, Roger just came up to me and was like, hey, Zoe, you and your brother need to come to Izmir. We're going to go and have a great time. And I was like, yeah, right, okay, but this and that, and don't have any money, and the usual story that goes with missions trips. But then I was thinking about it going home, and I was just so excited about, like, Roger Robbins. Oh, my God, he's so awesome. And he was, like, listing all these people that are going to go, and I was just like, okay, well, I don't have any money, and I have to go to school. But then I was like, all right, I'm just going to skip school. You know what? I'll just do it later, whatever. So I did. My brother and I got tickets to go, and It was just like, it was so amazing, like how everything just fell into place. And I don't want to take words from you guys because I know we kind of probably all have similar stories, but just like the time leading up to going to Izmir was even like, it was just as amazing as being there and just like growing together. And the week of prayer that we had here was right before we went to Izmir. And I could definitely tell, like, as he was saying, like, prayer is so important. And I think that was one of the biggest parts of this trip and the 6 days we spent there and moving there. Like, prayer is just so important, and it was, like, such a vital part of going there. And I think we all praying beforehand, praying while we were there and afterwards, and just seeing how God works through prayer and through your lives. And, like, you don't even realize that while you're praying, like, God's actually working. And we were sitting there. I remember it was like the fourth night that we were there or something. Sorry, guys. We were just sitting there on the water and just worshiping God. We had guitars and our voices, and that was really it. And I was just in my heart just praying, like, thank you, God. Like, he wanted us to be there, and we were finally there. I'm sorry. It was just so great. And it was amazing, and prayer is awesome, and I loved it, and I had a great time.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If we multiply that 3 minutes apiece, then we got 18 minutes. Who's counting? The Holy Spirit is here, right? But actually, we can have a wrap after service if you want to speak more. But keep it really short, 1 or 2 sentences. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, actually, the beginning of the trip was the same for me, too. Like, I wasn't planning on going at all. Money was tight, and I'm also in school, and Rod just putting the bug in my ear, like, constantly, and seriously, like, it's amazing. And then my cousin going, he bought me a ticket. Actually, he's like, he's got to basically owe me, like, $700, so I had to pay it, but the trip was amazing. We became a family here, like, this team. It was unbelievable. It was, like, effortless with, like, 14 different people. You think, like, personalities can kind of start butting heads by, like, a week into a trip, you know, but just every day was just tighter and tighter knit, and just Christ was shown through us, and it was effortless. Oh, it was unbelievable. It was quite an experience.
I just want to say that I never imagined that God would bring me where I am in my life. And I didn't plan for this. And I mean, I'm. It sounds like I'm talking so highly, and it was a week trip, but really, I've heard stories of trips like the one that we had. And I would just say that it was my greatest honor to be a part of it, and I'm totally humbled. That God would let me be a part of something so much bigger than me, and greater things are yet to come in Izmir. Yeah, Izmir was amazing. I had it in my heart to go somewhere, and I forgot about the prayer, and then God provided this trip, and it was really perfect. And I think the one thing is, it's amazing to see the hunger in people's eyes, the same that you see here, and it's there too. And it's amazing to see that people are people, no matter where you go. And we're just made to need God, and people need to hear the gospel.
Yeah, exactly what Charles said. We became like a big family. And that's what I really loved about it. Like, we came back from the trip and we see each other here and we're like, oh, I miss you guys. Like, we're almost like we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And I want to let all you know that you got such a strong team headed there. Matt LaFlame and Roger Robbins. And we just need to keep them in prayer. And yeah, trust in God because He makes all things perfect.
I think one of the coolest things was just being such a small part of something so big. Like, we have no idea what it's going to be like in Izmir in 10, 15 years. Like, it could be pretty awesome there. So, just like going with the first missions trip there, just like 18 years old, like, I'm always going to be able to look back and say, yeah, I was a part of that. Or maybe even bring my kids there and say, yeah, I was here the first time. But yeah, just to see like what missions is like with Roger, just like his heart is just loving people. And that's the coolest thing. I learned so much about that. And you can do the same thing here that we were doing over there. Just starting conversations at a cafe or a grocery store. Like, that's missions right there. So, yeah.
Well, we had an awesome time. We had life, order, leadership under Roger. His name is like Roger Bey. That's his Turkish name. And one thing touched me, actually. The musical gift these guys have, like, really, like, sometimes we say we have potential, but these guys already there, you know, like, really. Like, I was really touched, like, God used music, you know. It wasn't the preaching. I think we did. Like, we talked to people, but it was the music, the worship. Like, it's, like, amazing. Maybe in the rap, guys can mention about that, you know.
I just want to say that, yeah, me and my wife live there and always plan to go back. It's our home. I have always known that. and this place was put in my heart by another man from Uzbekistan, from our church there in Samarkand. And his name is Umid, and he lives in a town outside of Istanbul. He's a refugee. And he told me to go there, and I went there twice with Pastor Matt LaFlame, and I just knew that we needed to be there. And it's a place where our church can be, and it will be by God's grace, with a Bible school, with just like an incredible vision. The one we have here, we take there. And just to sum it all up, it's just that we saw people's faces, and through that we were changed, you know. You see people's faces and something happens, and you don't know where it comes from, and then suddenly you realize that was your Christian life. You've been living this whole time to just live it out before them. And that just brought it out of us. And that trip became that reality. So thank you, Pastor Chella.
God leads us. Those were amazing testimonies. Turn with me to Psalm 126. You know, we remember the blessing of Emily and Zoe and Zane singing in Hungary at Eurocon. And just how that Emily singing tonight, and just what God does in people's lives, it's really, and who God uses. And we just get to receive from everybody in the body of Christ. We just had a great opportunity to receive from so many people here. Brittany, you know, just like, you know, a miracle life. Alicia Krausman, you know, she drives a fork truck. You know, she came to Bible school driving a fork truck in a warehouse. And that's what she did by faith. And one semester she didn't have money for school, but she came by faith anyway. And she found the faithfulness of God. And that's what God's doing in our lives. And we see this in, we see how God reverses our captivity. God reverses our captivity. God has the ability, and only God has the ability to reverse our captivity. And this is what Psalm 126 speaks about. And when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. It's one of the greatest things in the world is to suffer with hope, is to be broken with hope, is to be crushed with hope. And it doesn't matter how big the crushing is. And you can have the smallest ray of hope. It is the greatest guiding light we can ever have in our life. You can go through anything. You can go through anything in life. And God provides a way of escape. And that's what we see here. And when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. We were like them that dream. And this is vision. This is asking God to do a miracle, a personal miracle in our lives. Pastor Sterling, like if you think of Pastor Sterling, I remember him as a driver for Pastor Moses, right? He always had the keys. He's waiting on. He was a driver. You know, you can call him a chauffeur, whatever you want to call. He was just. You saw him as. It's like, who is that? He just saw him serving. That's how I. Oh, there's his driver again. You know, that was Pastor Sterling, and look what God does. This summer, like so much is, not this summer, but so much is happening now in our church. I had the privilege the other, about 10 days ago, to be in the church and working in the missions office. And there was so much joy in the church. There was so much help. There was so much kindness in the church. There was so much availability in this church. It is beautiful to be a part of it. And like our riches are what is at this church. We could have anything, you know, in the world. But if you take this word and the spirit revelation away from me, I'm broke. You know, there's a famine of the word of God in my life, and I'm dead. There's no revelation of the word of God in my life. And just like they were talking about, you know, this vision to Turkey, we want to keep this going, you know, in essence, in our lives. In this summer, we there's many things that happen in our church during the summer. And don't say, I've never gone. Don't say, you know, I it's like I'm too old. Don't say like, you know, I'm too, you know, unclean. Don't say those things. That's not what we believe. Like, don't think like this is a message for somebody else. But this summer we're going to go. I'm going to have we want people to go to Europe. That's the first thing. We're going to have, like, there's going to be a group that's going to go in Scandinavia from Finland to Sweden and Denmark. Okay, that's going to be one group. Pastor Chris is going to lead, Pastor Chris Moore is going to lead a group from Poland to Czech to Hungary to Ukraine. There's that trip. Hewlett is going to lead a group from his church in Albania to Kosovo. Pastor Cornell, who's a pastor from Hungary, but he lives in Serbia. He's going to lead a team like from Serbia down to Macedonia and into Greece this summer. There's going to be a team. Pastor Love is going to be in Romania in the camp there. He's going to do the camp, but he's also going to take some teams before, and they're going to do an outreach in Romania. There's going to be a group from Romania, and they're going to go down into Serbia. They're going to go to the Hungarian-speaking area, then they're going to go to Belgrade, and then go over on the east and meet some Romanians there from our church, and they're going to go minister in the Romanian part of Serbia. I'm going to go from, we're going to do a trip in Northern Ireland down to England, over to Belgium and into Germany. We're going to, Pastor Pete Wistera, he's going to go to Kyrgyzstan and also Uzbekistan. Okay, there's a conference there. These are trips that you can take and you can be a part of. There's conferences in Sweden. There's a conference, there's a 25-year or 40-year in Sweden. There's 40, is it? 40. 40-year conference in Sweden. These are like camps. You can go there and you can take your family, or you can go just because you desire to go and you see what happens there. Then there's Finland. Then there's one in Poland. There's one, Pastor Wright is doing the one in England in the middle of August. There's a camp in France. There's a camp at Poland. There's a camp in Czech. There's a camp in Hungary. You know, there's a camp in Romania. There's a camp in Albania. There's a camp in Ukraine. It's like I probably forgot something, but there's like camps where we can go to. It's like there's activities and you hear the word and you can go and be a part. And we're going to have all these teams. And like our prayer is like the church from Montpellier. That they would come and, like, you know, teens would go and on these teams. And we want high school students from our church here. We want Bible college students to go. You know, we want, maybe you were in Bible school and you know somebody that, you know, that you don't see them anymore. Or, you know they're somewhere working in Tennessee or Colorado. You call them up and say, let's go on, you know, a mission trip this summer. Maybe you've always gone to Africa and now you're going to, you know, just take a trip to Europe. You're like, there's that possibility. There's a summer camp in, South Korea. There's a conference in Togo, Africa. There's so many. There's going to be a trip to Southeast Asia. If someone's interested in Southeast Asia, there's going to be also New Zealand. There's going to be a group that is going to go to New Zealand. So there's many opportunities. And what we're going to do, because like this sounds good tonight, you're like excited. We're going to have like after services sometime. We're going to have like, you know, the green line, the blue line, the red line, the yellow line. And you're going to go back and you're going to meet the leaders that are going so you can be like these guys that gave that testimony. And you can be encouraged to go. And we can give you encouragement to actually go. So, this is what's coming up. And, And we're going to find, some obscure, we're also believing like maybe somebody will hear about it in Georgia, or maybe somebody will hear about it, in Louisiana or something. They'll come. Pastor Chris is taking, he has a busload he's got 9 passengers. He's got 4 people in it. He needs 5 more people on his trip. Pastor Cornell has a 9 passenger van. It's like you can go on part of it. You can go visit a summer camp. You can do a trip, whatever, and you'll get teaching. There'll be a covering, and you'll have an opportunity. Every team, we want to have an opportunity to minister, and it's like God opens our eyes to see, the harvest field, so we can see what's available, and uh, This is, and we're a part of it. You know, just, I remember, like we came back from, like your testimony about, we came back from Cambodia last year, and somebody gave some money because they were stirred up in the vision. And you know that money's, like, there's a pastor from Thailand that is going to minister in Cambodia now because somebody in this body gave that money. They had a prayerful attitude. You think that doesn't count for eternity? You don't think God doesn't see that? It's almost like, let's not count. Let's not count. Let's throw away our counting ability. And there's a new way to get there. It's by faith. It's by faith. We live by faith. Yeah, that's what they said. And look at that in verse 5. It says, they sow in tears. They that sow, you know, it's so, you know what tears are? It's so contrary to our way of doing things that it hurts. It's like God is doing something so contrary to my natural way, to my own security, that like I'm literally crying. This is like the preparation for the mission field. It's going to start now. It's going to happen for 1 week over there. But these 3 months that we prepare, it's like we're crying. And like, it's like, you know, you're before Christmas is like, you know, the 6 weeks before, we can't wait for it because that preparation time, the mission field is the same thing. It's like our mind is like crying because this is so different for me to think like this. And God is going to do something and you just know He's going to do it. You were sowing in tears before we ever go. And then look what happens. You just come back bringing in the sheaves, and it's like I got a new friend. I got camaraderie. I got, you know, I got a group that I belong to. Like I did something in my life I'm going to take my kids back to someday. I'm going to go to heaven someday, and nobody can take it away from me. And you know, this is, we're all a part of this. We're all prayerfully a part of this. We're all just contributing however we can. And like with our thoughts, I was just thinking just of rejoicing. If someone gets honored, can I rejoice? Like doing the greatest tests in my life. If I can't rejoice when everybody's rejoicing, God, change me. Change me, God. There's a check for me in my life. And we're all going to be in this rejoicing. And if there's any time that we're not, like, you know, he got to go, his cousin paid for his trip, I'm jealous. It's like, wait, show me a way that I can rejoice. They forgot to mention the city that I'm going. Find a way that I can rejoice. Believing for God for like young adults from Finland to come and join the trip. There's the Baltic states, you know, that, you know, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. It's the Spirit, the Word and the Spirit. It's just, we're worshiping God together. There's no air between us. And we're like, we got convention coming up. We have the men's getaway. We have, they go camping. We have the marriage seminar. You know, we have the faith. It's like, we're in this together. Like, I'm going. It's like, that's what's happening. It's like, this is, I'm involved. I'm not finding a reason not to. I'm finding a reason to go. I'm part of this. And like, oh, my friends are mocking me because I'm doing it. Well, you know, you will have the last laugh. You will have the last laugh. If there's a pull away, there's a greater pull to come towards. You just cast away that one thought that's pulling you away. You just be drawn to what the body of Jesus Christ is doing. We can house a missionary this summer. We can get to know a missionary this summer. Like, we already have plans for that. So, we're dreaming dreams here because God has taken us out of captivity You know, we're not just a fork truck driver driving around, you know, in a warehouse without a vision, moving boxes around. We've got eternal purpose in whatever we do. Like God is like saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because we did it by faith. We went to Bible school by faith. You know, and, you know, we go overseas by faith. It's, I don't have any money. I don't, it's like, have a job. I don't know how I'm getting there. But it's like, I come to a little meeting and they encourage me. And it's like, I kind of believe. I'm dreaming a dream. We've got dreams. So, we're going to hear more about, you know, summer harvest, but it's just great, great to be in this church. Amen. 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 Okay. The altar call. The altar call is like salvation, that I can be saved, that I can go to heaven, that I can become a child of God, that God saves me, He rescues me, not because of what I do, not because of my religion, but I get saved because I place my trust in the work of Jesus Christ. You can say that in your heart. The Holy Spirit is here. And you can say in your heart, Jesus, come into my life. I believe. I accept you as my Savior. You died for my sins. Come into my life. I invite you in. I receive the work that you did for me. And if you're saying that tonight for the first time, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand and say, Christ, come into my life. Christ, come into my life. Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand and say, Christ, come into my life. Thank you, God. We thank you for this day of prayer. This day of prayer, God. We're a body that prays, God. We're a body that encourages one another. We're a body that has unity, God. We endeavor to keep the unity, the bond of peace, God. We thank you. Thank you. Bless this vision to reach, to go on the highways and the byways, to go to places where we would not go, but to have you take us, to be a Peter and say, you know, It's like I'm a deceiver, or I'm a liar, or I'm just a dirty person. And it's like God just says, you're clean, feed my sheep and go. God, give vision this today, not this summer, today. Give us hope today. God, let us leave this place like rejoicing, saying, you brought a reversal in my life. You took me out of captivity. I'm dreaming a dream, God. It's clear. It's like you provided a way of escape. Like there's a door that's open on the ark, God, and we look up. God, there's an answer in heaven. I worship God tonight for the first time. I lifted my hands in a church service. God, I realize what corporate worship was, God. I'm a part of this team in Baltimore and Moravia Park Drive. We thank you, God. Thank you for our heritage, God. Thank you for what we have been taught from this pulpit, from the Word of God, the labor, the vision, God. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Thank you for the mission, God. Like for the city of Baltimore, we thank you. We pray for young men, 14 years old, God, 12 years old, 13, 15, 19, God, that we could reach them this summer. A basketball program, a football program, God. Open our eyes for this city, God, we pray. God, an educational program to go into the city, a girl's like coffee, God, a way to get to reach a girl, to give them hope, God, we pray. Let us be salty in this city. God, open our mouths in this city. God, give us a word of utterance, God, just a way to find a way into someone's life, to take a risk. And say, are you okay? What's wrong, God? And we know that you're behind us, God. God, just give us love Give us love, God. Give us your love for the brethren. God, love for the brethren, God. We would go to the altar and we would leave it at the altar, God, we pray. Oh, Lord, we ask. We'd go to the altar and then we'd have just oneness, Father. We thank you. Give us right thoughts about each other, Lord. Take away the air that the atmosphere, the devil has created that's in the atmosphere. Take it away. Let us not believe it, God. Bless our rap sessions, Lord. During the day, at noon, and at night after services, God, just bless them with your presence, God. Bless us when we go home and we're with our friends with vision and faith and fellowship around your word, we pray. Pray for our ministries in the United States. We pray for Pastor Tom Smith, God, in Culpeper, and other pastors like him in the United States. Pray for the health of Pastor Stephen Stein, God, of Pastor Carl, God. We pray for these people that are laboring, God. Thank you, God. Praise you, God. Just we pray for the seniors in the high school, Lord. God, just in fear and trembling that they make decisions before you, God. We could encourage them. We could hold their hand, God. God, we thank you. So it's a privilege. The day school, the teachers, God, quicken them. Give them wisdom, God, words in season. Bless, we pray for students, God, that they would have an edifying word. God, they would have faith. God, they would have your mind, God. They would think, they would esteem others higher than themselves, God. Bless that the day school, Lord, we pray. We thank you, God. We pray for the Bible college. Our Bible college is just amazing what happens in those classrooms, God. We thank you, God. 11 nations last night, God, in one small classrooms were represented in our Bible school. We thank you, God. We thank you that we have gone into all of the world and we're going into all the world. Open up doors in Izmir, we pray this summer. God, open up doors in Ireland, God, in Japan this summer, in Kosovo this summer, we pray, in Macedonia, in Belgium, and in Denmark, in Norway, God, open up doors for us, Lord, we pray. And young men, God, just young men that they would hazard to speak, hazard to believe, hazard to go, God. We pray, God, in their hearts, God, in our hearts, God, we could encourage whosoever, God, that we could put faith into someone else's life in our church, God. God, that we could put a word that someone believes and it changes their life, God. We ask, Lord, do the impossible in our lives, God. Divine reversals, God. You bring us out of captivity, and we are dreaming the dreams that you have given us, God. You're greater than our health, God. You're greater. You're greater than our reasoning, God. You said, come now, let us reason. God, let your thoughts triumph over our thoughts, God. We pray tonight, God. Tonight, we don't need evidence. Tonight's the night where your thoughts reign over our thoughts, God. Take away sin, God, the besetting sin, God. You're greater. You're so able through your friendship and your love to lead us away from that sin, God. We trust you in a relationship just to simply lead us away, God. You would draw us so like someone would draw someone away from a fight. You would draw us away from temptation, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your holiness, God. We stand on holy ground because of the work of Jesus Christ tonight, God. We thank you. We're on holy ground. There's nobody in here that Christ has not done a perfect work for. No one in this room, God. Replace our unclean thoughts, God, our unclean ways, God, the uncleanness that's in the atmosphere, and take us back to our roots where you created us in your image, God. Male and female, God. Male and female, Lord, we thank you. Take us back to our roots. The way we were created in your image to fellowship with you in the garden. We thank you, God. And it's not too late. Now's the time. We redeem the time tonight. Tonight, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We thank you for your provisions, God. Your hand is not too short, God. You are able to save, God. You are able to do abundantly above what we could ever ask or think. Abundantly above. We have dreams, God. They come from you. It's because of the way you work in our lives, God. Thank you. Bless our marriages. We could love. We could lay down our life. We could honor. Take away pettiness, our silliness, God, our selfishness, God. Bless our marriages, God. We would serve. We would love. We would honor. We would give, God. Thank you, God. We could approach someone by faith. We could love them. They could become our friend in this church. New friends. Thank you, God. God, we thank you for tonight. Thank you. Thank you. We have your word and your spirit. Thank you. In Christ's name, amen.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah. Well, for the benediction tonight, would you pray with me? Father, we ask for your guidance in this vision and mission for our lives locally and practically in our hearts. It says in Acts 13 that as they ministered to the Lord, Now think of that. Okay, Lord, thank you. In your name, amen. Let me say that as a closing word. As they ministered to the Lord said, separate Barnabas and Paul. Okay, short story. We lived in Hungary. People were making $200 a month. They work 40 hours a week, four weeks a month. They make $200. They're not very wealthy. And we said, let's go to America to the convention. And the Hungarians, there's two responses. I've counted my money. I can't go. Okay. The other one is, we minister to the Lord. And as we minister to the Lord leads us. And many Hungarians have come, and they have stories to tell. Like, it was amazing. It was not possible, but we are able to go. You know, scores of them. Because we cannot teach as they counted their money or as they considered who was the most skillful or who was excited about it. No, as they ministered to the Lord then spoke and said, do this and do that. The second thing is some go, but we also are here. And those that are back here and are here are just as important as anybody that would go. You know, we are doing our work here. Okay? Amen. I think you know that. Okay, the wrap will be in the cafe tonight. We'll be in the cafe, and we'll be going to have a good time in there tonight. It'll start in about 20 minutes. And then, Father, we thank you. Just pray again. Thank you for this time, this prayer meeting time, this testimony time. And we believe you. And what's needed in the church is not just the word, but the word and the spirit. Not only the spirit, but the spirit and the word. That's what's needed in everywhere. In your name, amen.